It's an expression that's used for warm liver coffee. Panther.
This?
Yes.
For warm liver coffee?
Yeah. Oh, dark, strong warm liver coffee. Yesterday's coffee. Uh-huh. The bottom of the pot coffee.
Is that, I never heard that expression before. Is that very common around here?
No, I don't think so. But I don't think this is an original term with this lady that I picked it up from. She's heard it from somewhere. And I think somebody's probably made it up over the years. But I think it really describes it good.
Well, that's interesting
because
I never... heard that expression. Right. Do you ever hear the expression drinking coffee barefooted?
No. Yes, I have. That means without milk and sugar. But it's not an expression I hear often.
What? How do people use the expression?
That, just like that. Barefooted. Uh-huh. Barefoot. Well, more than barefooted, like black is the way. How you want your coffee. Without anything in it or black. There's another term, but I can't think of it. But I have heard it described.
Do you hear it straight?
No.
Drinking coffee straight?
No.
Do you ever hear drinking whiskey barefooted? Or?
Well, maybe that's where I heard the term. Isn't that the way you drink it straight? But I have heard this term, and I believe it's both.
Uh-huh.
Without anything other than the whiskey or the coffee.
Uh-huh. Say if you wanted some coffee, but there wasn't any ready, you'd say you had to go...
make some coffee.
Okay. And you'd say, if you were real thirsty, you might go over to the sink and pour yourself a
glass of water.
Okay. And you'd say, I what?
Drank the water.
Okay. And you'd ask me, how much have you?
Drunk.
And you'd say, we certainly do what?
Drink.
Okay. And you'd say, this morning I what breakfast at 7 o'clock?
8.
And yesterday at that time I'd already
eaten.
Huh?
Eaten.
Okay, tomorrow I will.
Eat.
Do you ever hear people say, yesterday I eat breakfast?
Oh, yeah, and I ate. Yeah, yeah. Grammar around isn't very good.
would you ever use any of those?
Rarely. No. Not that I'm, it's just a habit. In school, when I learned the correct way, and I'm not sure of all the correct ways, but I never use I eat yesterday. No, I try not to. I mean, it's not that I'm that. And it's not because of this either. Uh-huh. It's just.
What about the word come? You'd say yesterday he.
Came.
Uh-huh. And he has.
Has come.
Would you ever say he come? He come here yesterday?
No. I hear it a lot though, around.
Uh-huh. What about run?
He. Today, you mean?
You say yesterday he.
Ran.
And he has.
He has run.
What about he? Yesterday he run. He run a mile.
Whichever. Yeah, I've heard that, but I don't really use it. Not
that sounds funny to you.
No, he run a mile yesterday. It just sounds incorrect. It doesn't. It's.
Does that sound as bad as yesterday he eat breakfast? Or?
No, that sounds a little worse to me.
And say if I'm. There was something that we had to do today, just the two of us. You could say, we'll have to do it. Or you could say, instead of saying we, you could say,
let's do it.
Or,
let's us do it.
Would you say, you and I, or me and you?
Will is what I say most of the time.
Well, if you don't say we, you.
You, oh, like me and you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I use that a lot. It's incorrect, but I. You and me, you and I. Uh-huh. I rarely use it because of that, because I like the will. It sounds a little bit better than using it in the wrong way.
What about
I don't know
you?
Why I'm conscious of my grammar, but I...
If you're talking about your husband and yourself, you say...
We.
Or if you don't say we.
He and I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say him, me and him. But I think that's what I would use quicker than I would use he and I.
Uh-huh.
Me and him.